Sabres coach Ted Nolan, as you wrote, was pretty blunt about Gregorenko earlier this week.
Yeah, he was not happy. He got recalled on Friday. He had a great opportunity on the second line, and he kind of blew it. He got demoted right away. He didn't last very long on the second line, and the next morning they sent him back down, and Ted was asked about him on Monday, and he wasn't happy, and it sounds like he's had enough. Mikhail Grigorenko's played 13 games this year. He has one goal. He has 2 points. He's been given some pretty decent ice time on some okay lines, and he just hasn't done anything with it. And Ted wasn't happy with him. And Ted's a guy, he speaks his mind. He can be pretty blunt at times, but in the almost 2 seasons he's been here, I don't know if he's ripped a player that badly. He's had enough. He called him lackadaisical. And I think Mikhail Grigorenko, it seemed to click with him over the summer. He seemed to get that nothing was going to be given to him with the Sabres' new regime, and he had to earn everything. And he had a great training camp. He almost made the team out of training camp. And he's gotten recalled here a few times, but he hasn't done anything with it. And now, with this latest recall, it seems like he's kind of reverting back to his old self.
In your experience, is that effective when the coach comes out and is so blunt against a player?
It can be. I mean, it goes both ways. With a young kid like Grigorenko, you wonder how it's gonna phase him. And you wonder if the clock's ticking on him. I mean, this regime didn't draft him. He's a restricted free agent this summer, and you wonder if they just kind of cut their losses and trade his rights.
This season has been certainly plagued with a lot of goalie injuries. What's happening out there?
A whole lot. Chad Johnson, a guy they got from the New York Islanders in the Michael Neuvirth trade, it seemed like he was going to be their starter the rest of the year. And Friday morning, hours before his first start, he apparently took a shot around the ankle or leg or whatever, and now he's probably out for the year, and it'll be Matt Hackett and Anders Lindbäck down the stretch.
And talk about Matt Hackett's future as a goalie. He told reporters, what happens, happens.
Yeah, he was referring to he has to play 8 NHL games this year for the Sabres to kind of retain his rights so he doesn't become an unrestricted free agent. So you figure down the stretch he's going to get some action. And he's an interesting guy. Less than 2 years ago, he was a big piece of the Jason Pommaville trade with the Minnesota Wild, and he was kind of a guy some people thought could replace Ryan Miller. And along the way, he's just been lost in the shuffle. Miller left, and Jonas Enroth and Michael Neuvirth came in. He had a bad year in Rochester last year. He tore his knee up during a recall a year ago, late in the year. But he's worked his way back. He was good in Rochester the last month or so, and now he's got another chance. And the Sabres need goalies, so maybe they'll re-sign him, and maybe he can work his way back into the mix.
What do you see that he would need to do out on the ice that would make a difference?
I think he just needs to show the Sabres that he can be a reliable goalie here for a month and can stop some pucks, because they just need bodies. I mean, they have some okay prospects, and Andre Makarov in Rochester, and some other ones in Europe and stuff, but they need anyone they can grab at this point.
So if it's not Hackett as goalie, who would be down the pipeline, someone that would kind of bring back that spirit of what Ryan Miller brought as a goalie to the Sabres?
Well, they do have some good prospects, and some will probably play in the NHL at some point. How good they will be, I don't know, but Andre Makarov has worked himself into a pretty good prospect, an undrafted player who spent some time in the East Coast Hockey League even last year. Nathan Lewin worked himself into a very good prospect a year ago, but he's out with some concussion problems. And then probably next season they'll have Linus Ullmark, who's been a very good goaltender in Sweden, another guy who has gone from a late-round draft pick who's become a pretty good prospect. So they have some guys, but out of those guys, out of 3-4 guys, whatever, maybe only 1 or 2 will come out. From that group, though, they'd be lucky to get one NHL starter. So they're going to have to go goalie shopping, either via free agency or trade, and bring someone else in probably this summer.
You mentioned the word next season. Maybe that's what we have to wait for.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Bill Hoppe, thank you so much for coming in. It was great to see you again.
Thank you, Eileen.